Welcome to another edition of Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks.
With me is Michael Powell. He is our new police commander who just came on board with us, and he's got about 35 years of law enforcement experience. He served in every position from police officer to police chief. He's got an incredible background in major crime task force investigations and narcotics investigation, which is one of the reasons that he'll be heading up our new Kansas Combined Anti-Drug Task Force, KCAT, which we are kicking off in conjunction with the Sheriff's Office and the County Attorney's Office. So let me introduce Mike Powell to the community right now.
Hello, community. I've worked in three states, started up a drug task force in Washington State. I did work major crimes in South Seattle for a number of years, investigating not only narcotics, but homicides, home invasion robberies, assaults, burglaries, the whole gamut of major crimes.
Tell us a little bit about this task force that you're going to be involved with.
It is a countywide task force, so we'll be working throughout the entire Labette County area. We're not excluding any of the smaller cities that don't have staff that they could help support the unit, but the unit's going to be helping and supporting those communities. One of the main things that we want to get out there is the KCAT name and what we're here to do. So one of the things that we're going to be doing is going door-to-door with flyers. And we're going to be knocking on doors and introducing ourselves as the KCAT team and handing out some flyers to let people know if they know of any drug activity, feel free to give us a call. They can remain anonymous if they want to. We already have a tips line set up. We may try to do something special for the task force. So that we can get the community involved, because we can't do it ourselves. We need the community's eyes out there helping us, watching and sharing information with us. The sheriff will be providing personnel. The district attorney, he will be at our disposal, if you will, for questions and assistance in investigations, search warrants, arrest warrants, and, of course, prosecution.
Why is there such emphasis on the drug task force? How does this affect other crimes within the community?
A lot of times people involved in drugs, they're not working a 9-to-5 job. So those people are associated with our crimes and burglaries, vehicle prowls, assaults. So a lot of the peripheral crimes that are occurring in our community directly come from our drug problem.
You've been listening to Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks.